City manager Maurice Carmichael will use Moose Jaw's voting rights to elect one member to the Buffalo Pound Water Treatment Corporation's board of directors during its upcoming membership meeting. City Council voted unanimously during its March 25 regular meeting to authorize the city manager to exercise the municipality's voting rights to nominate Grant Ring for a three-year term ending in 2027, while it decided to not fill one board vacancy this year. The cities of Regina and Moose Jaw are the voting membership holders of the corporation and, under a joint agreement, must exercise their voting rights at a membership meeting to appoint board members whom the Governance and Nominating Committee has recommended, a council report explained. The Articles of Incorporation and Unanimous Membership Agreement allow the board to have 5 to 9 voting members, although it has recommended that the vacancy of Dave Richards, whose term expires this year, not be filled, the document continued. However, with 2 extra directors appointed last year, the board will operate within the parameters of the agreements. With the 1 appointment and 1 vacancy left unfilled, the board will be comprised of Ring, 2027, Pat Wilson, Jessica Theriault, Daryl Posen, Ben Boots and Patricia Warsaba, 2026, Dale Schaffer and Judy May, 2025, and Dave Richards, 2024. The reappointment rounds out the competencies on the Buffalo Pound Board and ensures the continuation of geographic representation from both cities, with Boots and Richards representing Moose Jaw, the report said. The document added that board members are limited to 9 consecutive years of service, which is why Richards must step off this year. Some members of council were fortunate to visit the Buffalo Pound Water Treatment Plant recently to learn more about the venue's operations and how directors' competencies are more important than where they geographically live, Mayor Clive Tolley said. The mayor added that Ryan Johnson, president, CEO of the corporation, would speak to council soon about the renovations that have been occurring at the plant within the past half year. Cown. Crystal Frost also appreciated touring the plant and learning about the renovations and new construction that are worth $325 million. It is a pretty incredible project going on, she said, adding she can see why directors need a variety of competencies, skills and expertise to sit on the board. It's a great initiative and they're doing really good work out there. The next regular council meeting is Monday, April 8.